A ProPublica investigation into Colorado's family court system last year revealed an alarming lack of oversight, particularly with regards to contractors known as parental responsibility investigators, or PREs. Since then, the Colorado Court Administrator's Office has undertaken a formal review and opened a 30-day public comment period for proposed changes. KGNU's Alexis Kenyon spoke with Hannah Dreyfus, the ProPublica reporter behind last year's investigation, to get an update on what's happened since.
So to start, for listeners who missed our last interview or your coverage, you have been investigating Colorado's family court system. And specifically, you looked into what Colorado calls PREs. So PREs are parental responsibility evaluators. Colorado family courts use PREs in high conflict child custody disputes. So these high conflict custody disputes often involve allegations of domestic violence or child abuse or sexual abuse. And these PREs charge anywhere from between $30,000 and $50,000 and can be chosen by just one of the parties who is involved in the high custody dispute, even if the other party doesn't approve of the PRE. And so you started hearing a lot of complaints about these PREs. And when you looked into it, you found that not only was there almost no oversight of who could become a PRE, the courts were blindly following these recommendations from the PREs. And maybe you should take it from there.
Absolutely. So what I looked into was cases of people who were on this list of state-regulated PREs, parental responsibility evaluators, and I did a thorough background check on those on the list, and some unusual things came up. One of the most unusual things was that one of the parental evaluators who was on the list, Mark Kilmer, had pled guilty to charges of domestic violence in his own history. And yet, despite this, he was continuing to advise the court on cases that involved claims of domestic violence and child abuse. And what I was hearing from parents was that Mark Kilmer was not believing victims of domestic violence and child abuse. And in one specific case that I covered in a lengthy story last September, the father was actually arrested and charged with strangling his then 13-year-old daughter. She came into school with injuries, reported to the school psychologist, and was immediately brought to the ER. And despite this, Kilmer recommended that the court give this father custody and continued authority over his daughter. And so cases like this made me start to look at who exactly was on this list of supposedly highly qualified psychological evaluators. And what was at stake was possibly assigning children back into the direct custody and or under the authority of somebody who had abused them, and even somebody who had pled guilty in a criminal setting to that abuse.
Right. So your article came out in September. What's happened since then?
Well, we have seen a lot of movement. Something that was really unique is the immediate impact from the reporting that I did on the people who were included on the state roster. What we saw is that not only after my investigation was Mark Kilmer almost immediately suspended from the roster, where he had been, he had been operating as a court psychological expert for decades. So not only was he almost immediately suspended, but according to my correspondence with the state court administrator's office, they were launching a more thorough investigation into who was on the state roster and making sure that all of their credentials were in order and that there weren't any criminal charges or other charges on their background checks that could call their expertise into question or pose a significant issue of bias when they waited on cases. So there has been a lot of movement on the ground in Colorado to make sure that those who are serving in these court-appointed, extremely influential roles of custody evaluators are qualified and can present in a relatively unbiased fashion their recommendations to the court. That said, we're seeing continued movement, which sort of brings us up to date to the recent announcement from the state court administrator's office, which was this past Friday, which they are working to update the Chief Justice Directive that governs CFIs, which was last reviewed in 2012. But they're reaching out to the public for comments and feedback and suggestions, because what they're seeing is that those who are involved in this family court system, they're the ones affected by it. They're the ones who are relying on these court-appointed professionals to determine extremely intimate decisions in their lives, like the custody of their children. And so who and how these officials get appointed is of interest to the Colorado public.
So how are CFIs and PREs appointed? Do they have to pass background checks? And what else is part of that process?
Yeah, actually, the background checks by the court into PREs only began in January of 2022. Before that point, somebody could be appointed as a PRE without a background check if the judge agreed to appoint that person. Okay. So it was a bit more of the Wild West before 2022. And even when you had those protections in place, which started in 2022, you were still seeing folks like Kilmer, who had a criminal history of domestic violence, being court appointed into roles where they were dealing with cases of domestic violence.
Have you heard from Mark Kilmer since everything has come out?
No, I have not heard from Mark Kilmer. I have not. And once again, I just would add that Mark Kilmer was what I think is an egregious example of what happens when there's lack of regulation around an industry where privately paid individuals are appointed as court experts. Once again, there's this disparity between somebody being paid by a specific party large sums of money and yet supposedly acting as a witness of the court. And so there's this discrepancy between who's paying the bills, who's the boss, and what they're supposed to be reporting to the court. So Mark Kilmer, while he was an example, you know, to the fact that somebody who had a history of domestic violence, a guilty plea, was operating in this court-appointed capacity is an egregious example. But there are so many more examples. It's not only a Mark Kilmer problem. There are examples of PREs who are still on the state roster whose recommendations led to the death of a child.
And just to fill listeners in, you're referring to a case that actually happened back in 2019 where there was a dispute over the custody of a 10-year-old boy. The parental responsibility evaluator recommended that the court give custody to the father, and the father ended up killing the 10-year-old boy the day after he was granted custody by the court.
Yes, and I'm going to refrain from naming the PRE because I didn't do a deep dive into this case myself. But to the best of my knowledge, there is still somebody who is being appointed to cases whose recommendations in the past has led, once again, to a child being killed by the custodian. I would recommend people check out the Ty Tesario's case and the Gazette's reporting on how the PRE responsible for those recommendations is still currently being appointed by courts. So this is far from solved, and it's not just a Mark Kilmer issue. I think right now what Colorado is trying to do is really make sure that they up their training game and their vetting game when it comes to appointing these professionals. And I think that the awareness generated, not just by my coverage, but by local media coverage, onto who are these people who are being appointed to these really critical and influential positions, that is only raising awareness and forcing Colorado courts to make sure that they check and double check the statutes that are supposed to govern these court-appointed individuals.
Hannah Dreyfuss is a reporter for ProPublica. Her recent investigation looks into Colorado's family court system. Hannah, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thanks, of course.
You can find links to Hannah's reporting and her Twitter feed, where she has updates on her continued reporting into Colorado's family court system at news.kgnu.org.